Open your King James Bible, please, to 1 Timothy chapter number 1, verse number 11 for study number 118 today, please. This 15-minute audio Bible study commentary is titled 1 Timothy Study 118-My Trust-2. Our text verse is found in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 11, and Paul says, "According to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which was committed to my trust." This will be study number 118, and let's pray before we start. Our Father, we thank you today for the privilege of prayer and being able to call upon your precious and holy name. I pray you illuminate our mind, revelate our heart, and speak to us today that, Lord, your perfect will might be performed. I pray, God, you draw back the demons of hell. And Father, keep today our minds clear that we might be able to declare the whole counsel. I pray, God, for those who are listening, that their hearts might be touched and strengthened and encouraged and challenged. God, we pray today that you would reach out to those today from our lips through the Word of God. And I pray, God, you'll do the changes in their life that needs to be made. And Lord, may we be directed by the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, as I said, this is study number 118, and it'll be the 19th study on verse 11 here in the first chapter of 1 Timothy. We'll title this study today, My Trust-2, which is found in the last two words of the second statement of this verse 11. In this study, we're going to look at the trust of the people of God. And this is our second lesson on this word, my trust. The phrase, my trust, is mentioned 100 and some time, but 13 times in the Bible. This phrase is mentioned 11 times in the Old Testament in the book of Psalms alone, and 2 times in the New Testament. The book of Psalms is an uplifting and encouraging book, as I've said before. No wonder it has got 150 chapters. We need a lot of encouragement in this sinful world today traveling through it. In our text, verse 11 here, Paul is referring to God, who has put the glorious gospel into his trust to preach and to proclaim. The other 12 references are to the people putting their trust in God for something and with their soul, you see. We'll deal primarily with the rest of these 12 verses we did not cover in our last lesson. I found it quite interesting that out of the 13 times this phrase, my trust, is used, that all but one time it is the people of God trusting him for something, and only one time that it is used of God trusting man with something. God knows our inabilities, and God knows our weaknesses. He knows it's hard to trust us for anything according to our track record. Amen. Now, the word trust is mentioned 134 times in the Bible. It's mentioned 107 times in the Old Testament and 27 times in the New Testament. The word trust means confidence, belief, faith, keeping, care, or custody. It simply means to put faith in, to have confidence in, to believe in, or to allow the keeping of. In the spiritual sense, it means that we are putting our soul in the safe keeping of the Lord for him to meet the needs of our soul and to keep us out of the very pits of hell. It means we have repented of our sins and called upon the Lord and then given him the possession of our soul for all time and all eternity. It means we have committed our soul to him for our salvation. Many need to grasp this doctrinal thought. If they did, they would realize that God is able to keep them from falling. Complete trust in Christ is faith, and faith is believing, as is seen in 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 12, where Paul says, "For the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed. For I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day." Now, the first reference we want to look at in this study today is found in Psalm 56, verses 3 and 4. And the psalmist says, what time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. In God I will praise his word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. Now the psalmist here is telling us that he has put his trust in the Lord, and especially when he has fear come upon him. Fear, worry, and doubt are sins of the flesh and should be repented of. God does not want us to fear or to worry or to doubt. To live in constant fear is dangerous to our spiritual life. Even the best that we can do, we will all have some fear at some time or another. It's at that time we can and should run to the Lord and trust him to comfort and settle our fears. These are not always fears of the enemy or tragedies of some sort. These can be financial fears from losing a job or the like, or some important job change that will change our comfort of living. It may be a medical fear of the unknown being thrown upon us. It may be the revealing of a dangerous and deadly disease that will terminate our lives. These things will upset and can and destroy our spiritual life if we do not trust the Lord. We want to stay away from that. The psalmist does not even fear what flesh can do unto him because he has put his trust in the Lord. It's a real blessing to have the Lord to go to in the time of trouble, fear, and our need. I faced opposition, the enemy, and divisions and spiritual battles. When someone has stood against what I preached and brought many accusations and oppositions to me, I've had to face bad news, a disease, and feel like I was at wit's end. But in spite of all that, and through all that, the Lord has given me to face, and all the things I've done, he's given me the comfort that I could never find in people or in the world. It's a blessed thing to put our trust in the Lord, who's able to take care of every trial and every heartache that we will ever face in this life. A little further down in this same verse, we find something else on this subject. In Psalm 56 and verse 11, it said, in God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. In the previous verses, the psalmist did not fear what flesh could do to him. Flesh denotes humankind or mankind. He now relates this to man in these verses. If we trust in the Lord with all our heart, then that fear of man will not bother us. Many times we have feared what people might think or even what people may say about us. To fear man is a miserable place to be, and certainly a place that will keep us from being a witness and a help to those around us. We have made many unprofitable decisions because of what somebody might think or say about us. God is our help and our refuge, and I want to say hallelujah, amen. He alone can and will take care of us when we're tormented by those around us. The devil is constantly stirring up the hearts of many to deter and detour the work of God in our lives. It gives him pleasure to slow us down or even stop us from standing up and being counted for the Lord. We need to memorize a verse of scripture that is recorded in Hebrews chapter 13, verse number 6. And here's what the Bible said there. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Now, we will now look at another verse in Psalm 74 or 71 and verse number 1. The Bible said, in thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. The word confusion here means a lack of uncertainty, to be puzzled or to be unsure about something. The only sure way to make sure that we are not confused and uncertain about the things in our life is to trust the Lord. We are to trust the Lord with all our heart and let the Lord keep us informed through the Word of God and His Spirit on what and how we are to do what He wants us to do. Only a 100% trust in the Lord will ensure us of knowing the perfect will of God. Now, the psalmist gives us another interesting thought in Psalms chapter 71 and verse 5, the same chapter. He said, "For thou art my hope, O Lord God, thou art my trust." There's those words, my trust, from my youth. He said the Lord is his hope, and that he had trusted him from his youth. The reason he could say that the Lord is his hope from his youth is that because he had had an experience with the Lord so many times, so much and so many things in the course of his life that had left him to a place that he knew without a doubt that the Lord was real. Now, it's through our past experiences that we can see the Lord has never failed us or forsaken us, and that we can trust him in the future and know that he will not fail us nor leave us. What a blessed inspiration that we can draw from that which is not here, just hearsay. We have seen the blessings of God with our own eyes firsthand, hadn't just been told to us, we've experienced it. We have the scriptures that have told us what God will do for us if we trust him. And we have the experiences of what God has done for us. These put together will clinch the hope of God and provide and give us the confidence in his promises even more and more. Praise be unto God. Another reference to the phrase, my trust, is found in Psalm 73 in verse 28. But it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put, notice the words, my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all thy works. The psalmist had found out in life that the best place for his spiritual well-being was to be near the Lord. The more we love someone, the more we want to be around them and to be near them. Distance does not improve a relationship. It destroys it. To walk in a distance to the Lord is dangerous to our Christian lives. The psalmist had a desire to declare the works of God. The nearer we are to him, the nearer he will be to us, and we will be in harmony with each other. There needs to be no barrier between us and the Lord. The closer we are to him, the more we will declare his marvelous works in our lives. It stands to reason the closer or nearer we are to God, the more we will be a witness of his grace and his redemption. Peter followed the Lord afar off and was not in the perfect will of God at that time. He had to get straightened out, and God straightened him out. Many like Peter at that time are walking afar off from the Lord. That's dangerous. The psalmist gives us another reference on the words, my trust, in Psalm 141 in verse 8. He said, but mine eyes are unto thee, O God the Lord. He said, in thee is, those two words, my trust. Leave not my soul destitute. Now the writer here knows that he keeps his trust in the Lord, that his soul will not be destitute. The word destitute means to be without in this verse. We put our trust in him and our soul will not be destitute or without the blessings and the knowledge of God. Paul talks about some that are destitute of truth in 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse number 5. He says, perverse disputings of men of corrupt minds and destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness, from such withdraw thyself. Our churches are filled with many who are destitute of the truth, or they lack the truth, and they don't have the truth, you see. They just don't have it. It means they're without it. Now, there are several reasons for this. First, there's a real possibility that they have never been born again and know not the Lord. Churches are filled with this category of people. Therefore, they will not study the Word of God because they have no new nature to give them a reason to study the Bible. Second, if they're saved, they have let things come between them and the Lord, and this has kept them from studying the Word. They are not near the Lord, and therefore do not have any appetite for the Bible. Third, they are not hearing the Word of God in the church they're going to, or the preacher is not preaching the whole counsel of the Word of God for them to learn anything from the Bible. The fact is that there are many in our churches that are ignorant that they are ignorant of the truth and have no desire to seek anything else. These things make them destitute or void of the truth. The writer of the book of Hebrews says he will put his trust in the Lord. Hebrews 2:13, and again, I will put my trust in him. And again, behold, I am the children which God hath given me. We need to determine in our hearts that we will put our trust, our confidence, our faith, and our whole being in the hand of the Lord so that we may be what God would have us to be. Can you say that you have put your whole trust in the Lord today? Can you say that you are trusting him with all your heart and all your soul? If not, bow your head right now and bow before him and trust him. God bless you is my prayer. Amen and amen.